Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, March 3rd, and ending on Sunday, March 9th, which is the day in the United States where daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. So that will be when I have to start saying a different time, and hopefully I'll get into it quickly. But we're also coming into the period of slowing down of Mercury, because Mercury will retrograde. We'll be talking more about that probably next week, but it does retrograde on the 15th of March, 14th to 15th, depending on your time. All right, so Mercury in Aries, at least. We have it all in Aries this week. And so this is going to be a fiery mind, isn't it? Because Aries is that red-hot planet. And so we are set up already over this week and weekend for a lot of conversations that may be arguments with others, or angry responses to things. And this is one of the unfortunate things about Mercury when it's in Aries. It sort of speaks before it thinks about consequences of what's said. And, you know, war is on our mind, and whether it's literal on the ground wars, but we certainly have a few to consider, and we'll be speaking about that. We may also use this Mercury in Aries to think more about new starts, something that you want to imagine yourself doing, or something you want to have, or some idea of a vacation maybe. And that would be bringing in an adventure, because Aries loves that. And it likes new things, likes to try new things. So this is your speedy Mercury. And so when people are also moving around in the environment, they can be using Aries more because of Mercury ruling Gemini, which rules that idea, and driving also, which around the neighborhood. So this is a time where, just like when we have the moon in Aries, we may see more people running red lights, you know, or not even noticing them, which seems to happen at certain times. We also have the idea of Mercury being what we do with our hands. And so if we're very fast and, you know, impatient or something, we may be making some mistakes. And sometimes the hands, if you're using sharp objects or things that heat up, can be affected by you suddenly, you know, missing and getting a little cut on your finger. Or also, maybe burning if you're touching something while you're cooking. So Mercury in Aries has those things, but it is a forward thinker, and it is quick to speak up, unlike the Pisces energy. But when it goes into the retrograde cycle, that is when we will find it go back into Pisces. And I'll mention this now, but we will mention it again when it actually is coming into the shadow a couple of days before the retrograde, which in Eastern Daylight Time will take place on the 15th of March, 2:46 a.m. And it will be just before midnight on the 14th out on the West Coast. However, that happens to be also coinciding with that lunar full moon eclipse, and that's going to be a total eclipse with the shadow covering us. It's interesting that we have a slowed down Mercury, you know, from maybe the 12th at least, stationing on the day of the lunar, which means your mind isn't working really well at all. And you're going to be pretty provoked at a lunar eclipse, full moon, blood moon, being under the shadow. Yeah, so we'll talk about that more next week. But here comes Mercury for your first taste. And the moon enters Taurus at 5:37 a.m. We are in the waxing first quarter lunar phase, having been through that very watery Pisces new moon. And so now we get to ground a little bit, at least, with the moon in Taurus. And we have a challenge right away with the fixed sign moons because of Pluto being in Aquarius, the fixed sign of air. So this is the square. Moon in Taurus squares Pluto in Aquarius until 10:27 a.m. So this is not a good time to approach authorities about your hopes and dreams for the future that include real estate or finance or some position or other. So leave that for another time. Actually, you can kind of even just give it after lunch, you know, and then maybe approach, because the moon then is going sextile the sun in Pisces. So there's a compassionate authority you may have encountered. And that will come in at 4:47 a.m. on Tuesday, the 4th, which apparently is Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, whatever you want to call it. So if you're in a celebratory mood, you will be celebrating. And the moon in Taurus, which is, you know, fond of sensual experiences, is having some sextiles to help you have that celebration. One is the sextile to Mars in Cancer till 10:25 a.m., but that's sort of early on this coast. And moon sextile Saturn in Pisces until 4:37 p.m. may be a good way to be able to have a celebration and still have a Saturn structure to it and a grounded, a little bit more grounded Taurus energy. But you are also looking at just regular life. And so this is a good time, again, this week before we get around the 12th-ish or when it starts slowing down for Mercury, to get all the first things dealt with if you can. So this is bringing us a pretty good long stretch of time here with the moon in Taurus, which will be very steady and make good ideas and decisions and helpful people are around until 4:37 on Tuesday. Now, moon will join Uranus in Taurus at 8:56, so if you overdid it on your party, be very careful, because Uranus is sudden, surprising shifts and changes, right? So that can also be financial, and you want to be aware of this. But after that, the moon in Taurus is sextile to Neptune in Pisces for the rest of Tuesday and until 5:53 a.m. on Wednesday, which is now Ash Wednesday. So we're getting closer to, well, I guess that's the beginning of Lent, I suppose. I'm not a Catholic, so I can't really say that I connect that much to it, but I think I remember a little bit from people I knew. This is the beginning. And what we have is Mercury in Aries having a first aspect, which is a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius at 8:13 a.m. So this is here's a future thinking moment. And moon has entered Gemini, also a thinking moon, at 7:29 a.m. So this and the moon going into the trine also to Pluto until 12:36 p.m. and then sextile Mercury at 1:01 p.m. makes this also a very good morning for you to say, I need to get in touch with people, I need to talk to them about my goals and hopes for the future, I need to get a group energy together, I need to plan a this or that. Do it. After 1:01 p.m., the moon is going to be taking a nice sextile energy to Venus in Aries. That is a retrograde Venus. Now, you know that from last week, and you should know that also if you've been reading my Substack posts or you're a Moon Days Report reader, reading the whole, because you're a paid subscriber. There's an awful lot to know about Venus retrograde, but here is a time in the early part of the heroine's journey, which is all described nicely for you in the Substack posts, where Venus is starting to see things about love, relationships, money, self-worth, that maybe something needs to be done. A conversation needs to be reconsidered and perhaps done in a better way. So this is, we may hear from people also with a retrograde Mercury or a retrograde Venus who come back into the life, so the communications are moving in that direction. But the only thing I would say about the retrograde Venus energy for this sextile should feel very nice until 1:21 a.m. on Thursday. Could be entertainment and romance could be happening. Is to just remember that this is not the one that you put your future, I didn't think of this before and now I'm going to start an emotion thing happening. You can keep going with things with Mercury retrograde that are already underway. So, but you don't start out. Moon in Gemini joins Jupiter in Gemini at 5:17 a.m. on Thursday. And this is uplifting, good news, a lot of humor, maybe a lot of overthought too, because we expand in the thinking and maybe over-communicating, too much information coming in. But generally speaking, that's an upbeat Moon-Jupiter conjunction. However, we're going to have now the Moon go into the squares. Yes, because there are those three Pisces planets that it's going to be dealing with. The first one is the Sun. And the Moon in Gemini squares the Sun in Pisces at 11:32 a.m. And that brings us to the second quarter phase of the Moon. And it is starting at this 16 degrees of Gemini. What this is now we want to start implementing the support for all the goals and hopes that we were looking for, but now we're also going to look for the helpers and the tools and other information that we may need. But with the Moon square right then coming in that morning and everything, this is again the feelings versus the self-expression. It's not really harmonious, and so the outer experience won't be harmonious. So don't try to get in touch with that authority on Thursday also, because the Moon is going square Saturn in Pisces until 8:23 p.m. and that's the it didn't work. Oh, well. Kind of a down energy for the flighty Moon in Gemini. Sort of gets waterlogged here now. And we may, again, this may be some bad news or inability, obstacles to get somewhere or to get to someone to communicate. And it gets a little bit foggy and deceptive and maybe even infections and things like that or potentials while Moon in Gemini squares Neptune in Pisces until 9:57 a.m. on Friday, So that's a long period of Moon square Neptune. So just be aware of this. If you have to travel, especially foreign travel, but with the Moon in Gemini, this can also be your local travel, that there may be suddenly this fog, you know, or this inundation of water that is causing difficulties. And, you know, even GPS can be wrong sometimes. And even our directions might be inaccurate that we've plugged in. So that is what you're looking at. Wednesday was great. Thursday, not so great. So just take it easy and just do what you have to. And know that there's a lot of confusion around. Friday, March 7th, Moon enters Cancer at 11:29 a.m. And it is going to square Mercury in Aries all day till 10:05 p.m. So again, not easy to have conversations. Mercury's quick, fiery anger can really wound the vulnerable Cancer Moon. It could come back at you, though. The Cancer Moon is not completely unable to defend itself. So it could be argumentative, and it could be uncomfortable. Also, be aware of what you're eating for dinner, because there might be some irritation energy coming up until, again, 10:05 p.m. on Friday in Eastern time. The Sun is going trine Mars in Cancer. We're still in a Pisces Sun, right? So this is sort of trying to help, has a lot of empathy for all the people who are activated and angry because of their need for emotional and physical security. So we're going to see a lot of that going on until 12:13 a.m. on Saturday. The Moon is squaring retrograde Venus until 5:20 a.m. So we're still in challenge attitude for the Moon. And it's just, at least it's not Mars, but it is Aries. So Venus will be very unwilling to pay attention to the very sensitive needs of the Moon in Cancer. But most of that is going to be overnight for us here on the East Coast, 5:20 a.m. But the whole day on Saturday is a Moon conjunction Mars in Cancer, 7:52 p.m. I'm wondering if in the United States we'll be seeing that there's a lot of protest stuff going on, because that to me is the sign of anger and the sign of the people, and a double dose of a need with the Moon there to be secure, both financially and emotionally secure. So that's a day to remember that that is happening somewhere. And, you know, if you're not attending that, you may want to know that things can come up around you. But fortunately, once we get after 8 p.m. in this Eastern time zone, and it'll be earlier for you out further west, which is nice because it's the harmony of the lights with Moon in Cancer, trine the Sun in Pisces. For us, it ends at 9:16 p.m. So we've had not too long, you know. Like if you look at it, it's almost 8 o'clock when the Mars conjunction ends, just a little bit over an hour. But at least it's a little bit over an hour where we can start to rebalance and relax and feel like we can sort of glide through, sail through the later part of the evening here and the earlier part out west. That will be followed by the Moon's trine to Saturn in Pisces. So you're still getting stabilized, you're still getting reassured. 3:40 a.m. on Sunday, the 9th, which is Now, for you, would have been 2:40 a.m., but the time change happened, so now it's 3:40 a.m., and there it is, and hopefully that Saturn helps you remember that when you wake up. Moon, sextil, Uranus, and Taurus. Ah, look, something changed. Boy, I'm not that hungry yet, Uranus and Taurus says. Why am I eating so early? 7:39 a.m. is when that comes in for us out here. And yet there's some energy of okayness, and helpful things are going on with some of the changes you're hearing about. Moon trine Neptune until 5:32 p.m. makes Sunday the 9th a day of psychic input. And so if you need to know some things, if you want some answers, if you want to get a sense or a feeling about things that involve your home and family and your own security, if you're in creative mode and you want to get something out there that is really flowing and connecting to people who also have these thoughts about the feminine energy, which is Moon in Cancer also, and this is something that we can feel good about. And there's a lot of compassion in that as well. The moon enters Leo at 6:59 p.m. and will oppose Pluto. And that's not so much fun. You'll get that at 9:48 p.m. If you're out on the West Coast, and it comes in 12:48 a.m. for the East Coast. So there's conflict, big conflict. Nobody wins. Somebody wants loyalty. Somebody wants independence. And that's what that looks like. Next week, there's a bit more to talk about. As I mentioned, lunar eclipse, probably, I would say definitely a separate forecast, and the whole scoop on the Mercury retrograde coming in. Just remember, it's slowing down. Probably even maybe Tuesday, it'll start slowing down. So, but you'll be up to date when the next forecast arrives, either in your inbox, because you have email attached to my blog, or my Substack, ShellyWrites.substack.com. And I will say goodbye for now.